Dear passengers, unfortunately, we have to inform you about our train delay at the moment. The train S1 from Dortmund to Solingen will arrive 100 minutes later. The next 7 RE2 from Düsseldorf to Münster will not arrive at all. Please have a look at the other trains that depart from the other end of the central station in 30 seconds that will probably not bring you to your destination at all. Besides that, we would like to inform you about the mass of hooligans that will arrive soon and are willing to drink excessive amounts of alcohol and sing their team songs as loud as possible. Nevertheless, we hope that your trip will be as pleasant, enjoyable, and trouble-free as possible and that you will have a nice day.
Huh. I'm sure it's going to be anything but trouble-free. Not with a Deutsche Bahn. Oh no, there's a granny heading towards me. I bet she's gonna talk my ears off and won't shut up for the whole long ride. Better be fast and put my bag on the seat next to me. It's so heavy anyway. Tons of uni books we have to carry with us every semester. Poor me.
Oh my gosh, that's so rude. That poor old woman. She can't have a seat just because of that stupid girl putting her stupid bag on it. I'm so ashamed of my generation. That's so embarrassing. I would have offered her a seat immediately. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know all that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I love Justin so much, but I can't afford a ticket for one of his amazing shows. Jesus, why do people always have to listen to their music so loudly that everyone around them has no other choice than to listen to stupid techno music? And those headphones, so ridiculously huge, bigger than their actual head, laughable. Oh, thank God Tracy is calling. I've got so much to tell her about my idiot ex-boyfriend Jordan. Babe, you won't believe what happened last night. Jordan actually wants to get back together after everything. No, he does. Like, what is wrong with him? I can't cope right now.
Look at all those young people nowadays. First, they let me know that I couldn't sit next to them and I had to look for another seat, which I certainly couldn't find. And now they talk to people on their paper-thin but brick-large mobile phones about their one-month ongoing relationship as loud as possible, entertaining all passengers. When I was their age, it was a privilege to take the train at all, not to forget that those smartphones didn't even exist. Oh no, I totally forgot to get out of the train. I will miss my destination. The doors are already closing, but maybe I can push them apart with my wheeled walker.
Thank God Granny's gone. She stressed me out here. But thanks to her, the doors won't close properly anymore. Well done, great. Oh man, not even at Union. I'm so hungry already. Normally that starts in class only. Good thing I've packed my minced meat bun with extra onions. This is gonna help me get over the shock of the broken doors for a while.
Oh no, not a minced meat bun. But that's so disgusting. I'm on the brink of throwing up. Ugh. After being so rude to that old woman, she now takes out her smelly sandwich. It smells just like the food in our canteen. What a horrible day. Thankfully, we will be there in a minute. I think I will position myself to the door to get some extra fresh air. What a bummer. Why won't the door close?
Boys, huh? Always running around thinking they can do whatever they want. And I have so many exams to concentrate on. I'm seeing him tonight. I'll let you know, babe. See ya.
Why
is that girl over there not moving from the doorway so we could continue driving? I'm so tired from working out and I didn't even have time to shower at the gym. Ugh, I think I smell. How embarrassing. Jeez, she's still not moving.
Dear passengers, due to the defective doors, it won't be possible for us to continue our journey and to call at the main station. Last stop, all change.
Oh no, you're joking?
Thank you for traveling with Deutsche Bahn.